This is day 12 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. Sunday, the 13th of March, reading Psalm 25. I'm reading from the New International Version. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles. I think we can learn a lot from the Psalms about how to talk to God. There's no particular structure to this psalm that I can see, except that David is pouring out his heart to God, and he's holding very little back, if anything. And there is plenty of distress, once again, lament within this psalm. In verse 17, he says that the troubles of his heart have multiplied. He is in anguish. This awful verse, verse 16, I am lonely and afflicted. He talks of his enemies. He talks of his fear. But underlying all of this is a sense of a deep confidence in God. And I'm drawn to the verse 5, where he says, you are my God and Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. I'm also struck by verse 14, that he doesn't just expect God to help him, but he expects there to be an intimacy of relationship, that he can listen to God as well as talk to him. The first half of that verse says that the Lord confides in those who fear him. I wonder how real each of our prayer lives is with God. David's was abundantly real. He says some pretty strong things here and elsewhere. But I wonder also if we have David's confidence in God, that our hope is in God all day long, and that we even expect him to speak to us, that we can listen to him. So I'll finish with a prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, however difficult life is, however much we are in anguish or affliction or distress, however lonely or afflicted we are, thank you that we can have confidence in you all day long. And thank you also that you are God who not only listens, but also speaks. And we pray that we would have the privilege of you speaking to us today through this psalm, through other scriptures, and through your own voice in our hearts. And we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen.